Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now, one of the things that interests me, if you've listened to the last hour, you know that we were discussing, Dan Zimmerman and I from TheTruthAboutGuns.com, we were discussing a shooting that took place over a mask dispute. Now, I know that some people are just going to be afraid. And I get it. I understand it. No, that's not true. I don't understand it because, you know, life is rough. And not everything is going to work all the time. Accidents happen. So there are some people out there I see where they don't have to wear a mask. Now they're still wearing masks, still now, today, wearing masks. Now the CDC finally changed their recommendation on masks. And these changes began to rapidly occur and be implemented across the country. But they're frustratingly uneven in application. In the Bay Area of San Francisco, very few people were willing to go mask-free, even alone in the wide open spaces. California is struggling to define the nuances of the new mask rules. Joe Biden's Executive Order 1399 mandated that OSHA rules get in place by March 14, 2021. But California OSHA is still dithering about California workplaces. Safety Board staff was not specific on what changes it will recommend next week, other than it will try to make to more closely conform the workplace rules with public health guidelines. But Eric Berg, public chief of health for California OSHA, said the public health guidelines generally allow anyone who is vaccinated to skip wearing a mask indoors. Under those rules, he said a vaccinated person would not have to wear a mask at work. For now, it is only addressed workplaces that are healthcare related. Now, for federally regulated travel, the Department of Homeland Security is in charge, and it has its own ideas, which include criminal penalties. So on a recent flight, you know, people were reminded several times they should wear masks properly, or they could be arrested upon landing. The federal government issued the mask order on February 1st, 2021, that requires masks that cover both the mouth and nose for passengers, visitors, and employees at airport terminals, on commercial flights, and on airport buses. TSA said the mask mandate, which was intended to expire on May the 11th, has been extended through September 13th. A penalty fine was placed for those who violate the face mask requirement, which starts at $250 and rises to $1,500 for repeat offenders. So that rule has consequences. And, you know, what happens when, you know, one of the reasons I'm not going to fly anymore is, you know, it's never, okay, so your flight's supposed to depart at 5:01. They're pushing back at 5:01. They're lifting off at 5:05. It's landing on time. Nothing ever happens on time. So what happens if you're on a hot day, you're out there, you're delayed at the gate, the air conditioning is mostly non-functional, but you got to keep your masks in place. I'll tell you what happens to me. I drop. I just collapse. And in this particular case that I'm talking about, the delay lengthened and people began to be uncomfortable. You just about have to carry one of those finger clip oxygen blood monitors. And you want to be in the 90s. But if you're at 95% and you drop to 91% simply because you're wearing a mask, they'll put you on oxygen at the hospital if you drop to that level. Now, the governor in Kentucky, Andy Beshear, he's moved to eliminate many COVID protocols effective June the 11th, which that's already coming past. Many local restaurants immediately open to full capacity and are mask-free. The mandate is still there for schools. Governor Beshear said masks will no longer be required in most locations, although unvaccinated people are still encouraged to wear them. Masks will still be required on public transportation, schools, long-term care facilities, and other locations that serve the most vulnerable. Now, school-aged children have always been among the least vulnerable, not the most. And maybe it's there to protect the teachers, I don't know. Across America, most businesses are being allowed to set their own rules. And without a heavy government hand to enforce them, it is unlikely they will continue to make their employees and customers wear masks the other day. So, here I am, and I told this story the other day. And, I mean, I told this story to somebody who works for Apple today as well. And what happened was this. I've been trying to walk around in the mall and get some steps in, get some mileage in, you know. Work on that stamina. Well, as I'm passing the Apple store, which I bought an Apple product today, as I'm passing the Apple store, I notice that they have not armed security, but they have burly security there, passing out masks because everybody in the Apple store is masked. Now, everybody outside of the mall is not masked. Everybody in every other store is not masked. The people that work in the other stores are not masked unless they want to be. But in the Apple store, it is mandatory. And so today I had to, well, I didn't have to, but I wanted to buy an Apple product. So rather than go to the store, I went on, you know, I got online, got on the phone, and I made the order there. But most businesses opening to the public. Here's this is the thing about this. When this vaccine became available, and I mean, now you don't have to, you know, when I got mine, I was, I had to get an appointment. I couldn't just walk in. Now you can walk in anywhere and get the vaccine. You don't have to wait. You might have to wait for that second shot. I have heard all the stories about the side effects. I had none. And The whole thing with side effects, I just came through a bunch of side effects. Back in April, I had a side effect with a new doctor where I went into heart failure for a few hours. So I know side effects occur, but it's not something that's been occurring to me. So I think you get my drift. I think you get my drift. But I'm just sitting here and I'm just wondering, are we going to be maskless or are people just this afraid to where they're just never, are we always going to have COVID hysteria? Or are we going to need, we're going to get to where we're past this? It'd be nice if all of the governors of the United States, all 50 of them and all the federal agencies and the businesses in the United States, it would be really nice if all of us were reading from the same manual, wouldn't it? I wonder if that's too much to ask. I guess it must be. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Compete. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. National Public Radio, or NPR, isn't someone you would normally trust to examine gun rights or gun rights groups. And normally I tend to cringe at anything winning the Pulitzer Prize anymore. Used to be a mark of good journalism, but those days are long gone. Especially after the historically flawed 1619 Project won a Pulitzer last year. But it seems that the Pulitzer Committee gave NPR their first Pulitzer, and it's for a report on the topic of gun rights. WABE's criminal justice reporter Lisa Hagan won a Pulitzer Prize in the audio reporting category for No Compromise, a podcast focused on gun rights and the Second Amendment. Hagan, who joined the NPR station in Atlanta in 2015, is the first reporter for the station to ever win a Pulitzer, considered one of the most prestigious journalism awards available. In fact, it's the first Pulitzer NPR itself has ever received. And this is only the second year that the Pulitzer Prize Committee has experimented with an audio category. Now, the 6-episode podcast released last fall explores how an activist group of brothers in Iowa who fiercely support the Second Amendment uses social media to build networks of groups that are against all regulations on gun ownership and aren't willing to compromise. Hagan was part of a special Guns and America Public Radio Reporting Collaborative over 2 years from 2018 to 2020, and she worked on the project with reporters from other NPR stations in the country, Chris Haxel, Graham Smith, and Robert Little. Now, if the group of brothers thing sounds kind of familiar, they're talking about the Door Brothers. Now, the Door Brothers, let me digress here, if I may. Gun owners are generally more politically engaged than most segments of the population. They're engaged and willing to battle to preserve the Second Amendment right. But there are groups out there that talk a big game, but some don't seem to do much of anything, at least as far as some folks can tell. And one group, or more specifically, a network of groups, is being called out by the media as being just that. Minnesota Gun Rights, a group that promotes itself as a registered nonprofit, had its tax-exempt status revoked in 2016 and hasn't been reinstated. Their nonprofit status is the latest question to be raised about their operations in Minnesota. For years, lawmakers and other pro-gun organizers have accused the organization of taking donations while doing very little to advance the cause of gun owners. Ben Dorr, is the group's political director, and he told Fox 9 then that the Minnesota Gun Rights is an active nonprofit and said questions about the issue were fake news. But then later, he and his brother, Chris, acknowledged they had not filed the proper forms with the IRS and would correct the issue. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, his office issued a February 6th inquiry requesting the group register with the officer's site an exemption. And now, of course, you know, all of this is coming from mainstream media. We all know how trustworthy they are, right? But every now and again, even a broken clock is right twice a day, right? So Minnesota Gun Rights is part of an entire network of groups in 10 different states, all with websites boasting an identical layout. In and of itself, that's no big deal. Sharing is fine. But there's some hinky-looking things going on there. From one thing, there's this part from the article. Concerns about the group's lobbying efforts have been raised for years, and many of the concerns have come from Republicans. 16 state representatives, 5 Democrats and 11 Republicans, wrote then-House Speaker Kurt Dott in a 2015 letter to constituents and gun owners warning that Minnesota Gun Rights was a fake group. The organization relies on constant postal mailings warning you of terrible gun control if you don't send them money. And
Somebody said, I'm troubled by this. Groups like this can bring the whole lot of money, yet it sounds like at least there isn't one bringing any results for those who donate. At least one group of the network, Georgia Gun Owners, fails to show up in GuideStar as well. Another Missouri Firearms Coalition does. So without knowing what's going on here, it sort of looks like they're hitting people up for money, but I'm not really sure they're legitimate. And if it's registered if it's not registered like a nonprofit, then don't treat it like one, right? Back to NPR. Basically, NPR simply explored much of what we already know about the brothers that I just told you about. They claim to be no compromise and blast other gun rights groups for not being pure enough, but then they do almost nothing to really advance gun rights. They hold a couple of rallies and beg for a lot of money, and that's about it. Rallies can be helpful, but they're not any good on their own. And NPR basically showed who these guys really are. And my concern is that people will take the Door Brothers as typical gun rights supporters rather than the grifters that they truly are. They're not. And, don't know too much about them besides the fact that they're grifters. But they're loud and getting a lot of attention, which is something that could be good for gun rights. The problem is that many are looking at how they conduct business and how they blast everyone for not going enough and completely ignore how effective these groups actually are when compared to the door-led groups. I'm not convinced the NPR report or the Pulitzer win actually matters all that much. People who follow NPR tend not to be inclined to support gun rights in the first place. People who care about Pulitzer wins aren't either. Still, it's interesting that the Pulitzer Committee decided to award a prize to a report that highlights the sketchiest gun rights group out there. Interestingly enough, NPR was the home of Garrison Keillor, the Prairie Home Companion. Garrison Keillor was quite the leftist. And then one day he was accused of putting his hand on the bare back of a female in his cast. You know what I mean? He's been expunged. That was some great radio if you like storytelling and everything else. Yeah, he was leftist. And at the same time, they turned on him so hard, man. It was interesting to watch. But NPR, sort of like being in a nest of pit vipers. There is some nice classical music on there, if you like that kind of thing. If you are listening to that, I don't hold it against you, because it doesn't cost. They don't make any money from you listening. They only make money if you contribute. So, there you have it. They won a Pulitzer. Finally! Yay, NPR wins a Pulitzer, whatever that's good for. Years from now, they'll be like, remember that Pulitzer we won in 2021? Yeah, okay, whatever. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to work on a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Regarding those talks, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, on the Senate floor says,
put me down as listening and hopeful that somehow, some way,
will be able to move forward with an infrastructure bill.
McConnell says he anticipates that Senate Democrats will use budget reconciliation to pass a bill on areas they do not agree. A historic heat wave is hitting the western United States. Over 50 million Americans are under heat warnings and watches throughout the week. Temperatures well above 100, even close to 120, are in the forecast today for cities in Arizona, California, Nevada, Colorado, Utah, and Montana. Not much relief in sight overnight as well, as the forecast low in Phoenix is 84 degrees. You're listening to USA Radio News. A decrease in the level of water coming from the Colorado River is a cause for concern in the western United States and Mexico. The Bureau of Reclamation says 2 years of drought have reduced the water flowing into Lake Mead and Lake Powell. That's a problem since the river provides more than 40 million people in Colorado, Arizona, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Millions of gallons of water from the river are also promised to Mexico as part of a treaty signed in 1944. Confidence is dropping among U.S. home builders despite a red-hot real estate market. The National Association of Home Builders saying its monthly index is down 2 points to 81. The lumber shortage seems to be the cause, as prices are up and it's difficult to find softwood lumber to build with. TV host, model, and wife of singer John Legend, Christy Teigen, has posted a lengthy apology on social media after a recent cyberbullying scandal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantis Holster. And that's all. When you're looking for that, look for DeSantis Holster singular.com. Check them out there. They got something you're going to like. Let's talk about a guy. Let's talk about just a regular old guy. Albert Kwan. In 2005, he was living the American dream. And then for no good reason, the U.S. government stepped in and turned his world upside down. They incarcerated him. They ruined his reputation. They destroyed his business. And they almost cost him his U.S. Army pension. Now, then they prosecuted him on bogus charges that took him over a decade and almost $500,000 to overcome. And now today, Albert Kwan lives primarily on his small military pension, which he was supplementing with a Christian mission work and recruiting of students for a U.S. foreign exchange program. But he's recently suffered a stroke and subsequent eye surgeries that now limit his ability to travel or to do that work. His story first came to light back in 2009. And he was, he was being abused by federal agents. And since then, he's been exonerated in the gun cases, but the feds are still refusing to issue him an FFL. And now with his health taking a turn for worse, there's a bunch of people that are raising money to help him with his current living expenses and hopefully to build some savings from which to hire an attorney to sue the U.S. government for the unjustifiable abuse they put him through. See, in 2005, he was approached by federal agents investigating the 2001 murder of a U.S. attorney in Seattle. They were able to determine the gun used was a Makarov. They also determined that the gun had been updated with a popular aftermarket barrel. Mr. Kwan happened to be among the thousands of people who had purchased one of the 3,500 barrels known to have been sold. So as a gun collector and former licensed firearms dealer, it's not unusual at all that Albert had purchased one of the barrels for one of the several Makarovs in his extensive collection. And Albert had no objection to the investigators inspecting his Makarovs or the aftermarket barrel. But then, problems arose when Albert, in accordance with the advice he had received from his attorney, refused to allow FBI and the ATF agents unfettered access to his home and gun collection. Instead, he gave the requested guns and parts to his attorney, who passed them on to federal agents. There was also an issue regarding how many barrels Kwan had purchased. Federal agents insisted, based on incomplete and chaotic sales and shipping records, that some 10 years prior, he had purchased two of the suspect barrels, but Kwan insisted that he recalled purchasing only one barrel of the type they were seeking. He turned over all of his Makarovs and barrels, along with similar Walther pistols and barrels, but federal agents weren't satisfied. They felt that his refusal to allow them to search his home was suspicious. They also had a suspect in the murder who happened to have lived near Kwan for a time, though there was no indication that they had ever met. So, with those two issues nagging them, the agents discovered that Kwan had made arrangements to travel to China. Now, even though the trip had been planned months before, Kwan had any contact with the agents, and he routinely traveled back and forth to China several times a year. They characterized the trip as an attempt to flee. And they stopped him at the airport, put him in handcuffs, and drug him to the federal courthouse in Seattle, where they informed him that he was under arrest as a material witness in the investigation into the murder of U.S. Attorney Thomas Wales. He was held in solitary confinement in a federal detention facility for over 20 days, handcuffed and shackled repeatedly and questioned over and over again about the supposed second Makarov barrel. Throughout his incarceration and afterwards, they issued press releases naming Kwan or describing him and implying he was somehow connected to the murder of Thomas Wales. And that did serious damage to his reputation, destroying his commercial real estate business, costing him his top secret security clearance. Those are very, very hard to come by. Very, very hard to come by. And causing him to be suspended from his position in the U.S. Army Reserves. After they arrested him, FBI agents obtained a warrant with an ATF firearms expert in tow. They searched his house and gun collection, finding nothing of the missing Makarov barrel or anything else related to the Wales murder case. But they used the opportunity to identify certain guns in Kwan's collection, which he thought might be questionable. So the very next day, a new warrant was issued to the ATF, authorizing them to search Kwan's home for illegal weapons. And they yielded two guns, which they claimed were illegal, and Kwan was threatened with prosecution for those two guns if he continued to refuse to tell the murder investigators what they wanted to know. Kwan insisted that he had told them everything he knew, and he was unable to change his story. So they followed through on their threats, and they charged him with illegal possession of unregistered machine gun, or a machine gun, and later with illegal possession of an unregistered short barrel rifle. The first illegal gun was an M14 rifle that had been legally built by a government contractor as a semi-auto only target rifle and sold by a government agency to the civilian market back in the 60s. And after modifying the gun with numerous parts from another full auto 14 that he legally owned and spending some time modifying the receiver with grinding tools, the experts at the ATF were eventually able to make the gun fire auto, full auto. Later on, the jury concluded the gun was a legal semi-automatic target rifle, just as he had maintained. He was acquitted on that charge, but the ATF insisted they couldn't return the rifle since it was now a machine gun and couldn't be legally converted back, even though they had been to the converters. So they destroyed both that gun and the full auto M14 used as a parts donor. The original rifle, as a very unique sample, would be valued at several thousand dollars, and the legal full auto rifle would sell today for around $20,000 or more. Quan got nothing for them. No compensation. He was also charged with having an unregistered short barrel rifle because they found a HK VP-70Z pistol and a combination holster stock for a VP-70M. They claimed that since the pistol was capable of executing the stock, this constituted constructive possession of a short-barreled rifle. Again, first of all, they got him convicted. He was found guilty, but then the judge learned the ATF had misinterpreted several pertinent facts, and they reversed it. So, in the end, we have this gentleman who served honorably in the U.S. Army and Reserves for 29 years, first in the infantry, later in MI. He got a top-secret SCI security clearance, worked for U.S. Immigration and Naturalization, started a real estate business, interpreter services, running a federally licensed FFL business, as well as assisting with a Christian mission work overseas, and he was singled out and cut out by the federal agents. And his biggest problem was he said no when they asked to search his home without a warrant. And now he's my age, and he's having premature health issues, and he still has a tainted reputation. This is what happens sometimes when people show up and say, "Don't worry, I'm from the government. I'm here to help." We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
On the firing line. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now, Dean Weingarten, when he was here with me the other day, he talked about this, but we're going to talk about this a little bit just because of just to show you the whole template of what gun control is, which is gun control is never about public safety. It's never about public safety. So let's go back to 1934. FDR had been in office for 1 year. His attorney general was a guy named Homer Cummings, who was a strong proponent of national gun law, which he contended could get around constitutional constraints by using the power to tax. So what does that sound like to you? The Justice Department, his Justice Department, crafted a bill to create the National Firearms Act of 1934. This was a major piece of legislation. Arguably the first time the federal government had significantly infringed on the right to keep and bear arms protected by the Second Amendment. Cummings was asked to testify before the Powerful Ways and Means Committee in the House, which was considering the bill. In the original bill, the focus was on pistols and revolvers and short-barreled shotguns, concealable firearms, silencers, and machine guns. Short-barreled rifles were not included. Now, this made sense. The media had hyped the dangers of gangsters roaming the nation, robbing banks armed with pistols, machine guns, and sawed-off shotguns. These firearms were demonized as gangster weapons. Does that sound like the 1934 version of the assault weapon? And, you know, there was no demonization of short-barreled rifles, though. Such items were commonly used for hunting. They were offered by major manufacturers, usually as a special order. Both Winchester and Marlin made thousands of rifles with barrels less than 18 inches long. Quackenbush made many thousands of popular short-barreled bicycle rifles. And you can go look at the transcripts from April 16th, my birthday, although I wasn't born in 1934, which records how short-barreled rifles were added to the National Firearms Act. A congressman from Minnesota, isn't that interesting, who was a member of the Ways and Means Committee, appears to be confused. Representative Harold Knutson of Minnesota asked Attorney General Cummings if he may add rifles to the bill and raise the barrel to 18 inches, to protect deer hunting rifles in his home state. Cummings is bewildered by the request. It does not make any sense. Eventually, Cummings says it is acceptable to him to gain the approval of Representative Knutson. Cummings needs the votes on the committee to pass the bill. So from the hearing, Mr. Knutson is known to heard to say, "General, would there be any objection on page 1, line 4, after the word shotgun to add the words or rifle having a barrel less than 18 inches? The reason I ask is that I happen to come from a section of the state where deer hunting is a very popular pastime in the fall of the year, and of course I would not like to pass any legislation to forbid or make it impossible for our people to keep arms that would permit them to hunt deer." And Attorney General Cummings said, "Well, as long as it's not mentioned at all, it would not interfere at all." And Mr. Knutson says, "It seems to me that an 18-inch barrel would make this provision stronger than 16 inches, knowing what I do about firearms." Attorney General Cummings says, "Well, there's no objection as far as we're concerned in including rifles after the word shotguns, if you desire." And after that exchange, he fades from the picture. He has a few questions later. On page 87, he makes sure that rifles with barrels over 18 inches are exempted from the bill. The hearing. In the remaining transcripts, the focus was on pistols, machine guns, and sawed-off shotguns. Rifles are barely mentioned. Sawed-off shotguns are referred to repeatedly. And the record is clear. Today, we deal with the bizarre regulatory world where short-barreled rifles are tightly regulated and taxed, while pistols with virtually the same capability on a more concealable, that's the way they want to put them, are honored and recognized by the Supreme Court as protected by the Second Amendment and the Constitution. Now, the pistols the Constitution is talking about, of course, are regular handguns. All because of a confused congressman from Minnesota did not realize he was asking for exactly the opposite of what he claimed he desired. The FDR administration never asked for short-barrel rifles to be under tight control. They did not consider these to be dangerous or unusual. Now, I've done a couple of things recently considering this, simply because I want to see what happens. I have two AR-15 pistols that right now, Biden and the ATF wants to reimagine them. They're not going to do anything physically to them. No, they just want to, instead of calling them pistols, they want to call them short-barreled rifles. Okay. Now, with a short-barreled rifle, those are legal. You just have to have a tax stamp. However, I'm really interested in the way this is going to shake out. Now, were it to come up and I had to pay for the tax stamp, we're talking $400. It's worth $400 to me to see what happens with this, because if they go that route, and if they manage, and listen, I am not convinced at all that they're going to be able to go that route, not even a little, because these have been like this for decades, as far as I can tell. The pistol brace, they're wanting to go after pistol braces as well. This is going to be something that's going to be argued in court. And just like the bump stock, the much maligned bump stock, when I didn't get too jacked up about the bump stock when it got reimagined, a few people got sort of angry with me. And I simply told them, I said, why are you getting so upset about this? This is, how are they going to overcome this in court? Because everybody seems to always forget that all they do is make rules. They're not making law. This is not legislative. This is a rules process. So rules, albeit a pain in the backside, it's not like trying to repeal a law unless you can get it in front of the Supreme Court and get it struck down. So I don't really know if one is easier to overturn than the other, but you notice that the bump stock is back. At this moment, the bump stock is back. And whatever they do, this will probably get argued in court because short-barreled rifles and, they shouldn't be on there in the first place. Suppressors shouldn't be on there in the first place. In the UK, in the aforementioned UK, where they kill babies all the time, at the same time, you can go to a hardware store and buy a suppressor. In fact, it is required of the hunters that go out and cull the deer on the various estates out there that they have a suppressor, so as not to offend the sensibilities of the people living in the countryside. So we're going to see what's going to happen now. But you got to realize this has been going on for 100 years now. This has been 100 years they've been trying this template. If the NFA was $200 back in the 30s, that was a lot of money. Wasn't that easy to do. Nowadays, $200 is, that's a month of Starbucks. So, but it's always been intended to just be a power grab. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedford's.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.